Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Credit Acceptance Corporation, or CEC, as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and dig into some intriguing opportunities in the financial sector, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down this company with a full SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to help you get a clearer picture of whether this stock fits into your portfolio. Let's dive in with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening with them lately. Credit Acceptance Corporation operates in the financial services space, specifically focusing on auto loans for folks who might not qualify for traditional financing. Think subprime lending in the automotive industry, a niche but critical market. They're not a household name like some of the big banks, but they've carved out a significant spot in their sector, helping dealers finance vehicles for customers with less than perfect credit. With a solid market cap and a presence in the U.S., they're a player worth watching if you're interested in specialty finance. Now, let's talk about what's been making waves recently. Based on the latest news and performance data, Credit Acceptance has had a mixed bag of results. Their stock performance over the past year shows some volatility, decent gains in certain periods, but not always keeping pace with the broader industry. On the news front, there's chatter about their strategic moves to improve operations, but also some criticism around the challenging economic environment impacting their customer base. And from their most recent Q2 2025 earnings call, it's clear they've hit a new record high in certain metrics, though they're navigating some headwinds. We'll unpack all of this as we go through the analysis, so stick with me. Let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT breakdown, starting with the good stuff. The strengths that make Credit Acceptance Corporation stand out as a potential long-term hold. Strengths. First up, they've got a unique position in the subprime auto lending market. Their business model focuses on helping dealers finance customers who are often turned away by traditional lenders. This niche gives them a steady demand, especially in tougher economic times when credit tightens up for many consumers. Looking at their financials, the latest income statement data shows consistent revenue streams. They've been able to maintain solid gross profit margins, which speaks to their ability to manage costs even in a high-risk lending environment. That's a big plus for long-term stability. From the Q2 2025 earnings call summary, we learned they've achieved record high results in key areas. While I won't bore you with every detail, this signals that their operational strategies are paying off, at least in the short term, and could translate into sustained growth if they keep the momentum. Their current ratio and quick ratio, both from recent metrics, indicate a decent liquidity position. They've got enough on hand to cover short-term obligations, which is reassuring for investors worried about financial hiccups in a volatile market. All right, that's the upside, but no company is perfect. Let's flip the coin and talk about some weaknesses that could weigh on Credit Acceptance Corporation, especially if you're thinking long-term. Weaknesses. One glaring issue is their exposure to economic downturns. Since they cater to subprime borrowers, any whiff of a recession or rising unemployment could hit their loan repayment rates hard. The earnings call hinted at challenges in the current environment, and that's something to keep an eye on. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest figures. While they're managing it for now, a heavy debt load in a rising interest rate environment could squeeze their margins or limit flexibility for future investments. Performance-wise, when you stack them up against their industry peers, they're not always leading the pack. Over the past few months, their stock returns have lagged behind the broader sector in certain timeframes. That's not a deal-breaker, but it does raise questions about their competitive edge. Net profit margins, while decent, aren't as robust as you'd hope for a company in this space. This suggests there's room for improvement in how they convert revenue into bottom-line growth, which could be a drag if not addressed. Now that we've covered the internal picture, let's zoom out and look at the opportunities that could propel Credit Acceptance forward. As a long-term investor, this is where you start thinking about growth potential. Opportunities. There's a big opportunity in expanding their market reach. the subprime lending space still has untapped potential, especially if they can innovate with technology to streamline loan approvals or risk assessments. If they play their cards right, they could capture more market share. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem to have a range of expectations, but the average suggests the stock might be reasonably valued for future growth. If their earnings continue to trend up, as hinted in the earnings call, this could attract more investor interest. Industry trends show that demand for auto financing isn't going away, even with economic uncertainty. With the right strategic moves, like partnering with more dealers or expanding geographically, they could ride this wave for years to come. Their free cash flow yield looks promising based on recent metrics. If they can reinvest this cash into smart capital expenditures or tech upgrades, as opposed to just sitting on it, they could boost operational efficiency and long-term returns. Of course, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Let's talk about the threats that could derail Credit Acceptance Corporation's progress if they're not careful. Threats. Regulatory risk is a big one. Subprime lending often attracts scrutiny, and any new laws or tighter regulations could cramp their style. There's no specific news on this right now, but it's a constant shadow over the industry. Interest rate hikes are another concern. With their debt levels, higher borrowing costs could eat into profitability. Plus, their customers, already financially stretched, might struggle even more to make payments if rates keep climbing. Competition is heating up. The financial services sector, even in niche areas like subprime auto loans, isn't a solo game. If bigger players or fintech disruptors start eyeing their space, Credit Acceptance could lose ground if they don't innovate fast enough. Economic headwinds, as mentioned in their earnings call, are a real threat. If consumer confidence drops or defaults spike, their loan portfolio could take a hit, directly impacting revenue and investor sentiment in the short to medium term. So where does this leave us? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts on Credit Acceptance Corporation from a long-term investment perspective. On one hand, they've got a solid niche and some impressive financial wins recently, which could make them a steady compounder if they execute well. On the other hand, the risks tied to their customer base and economic sensitivity can't be ignored. Their valuation, based on forward PE, doesn't scream overpriced, but it's not a screaming bargain either. It's a wait-and-see kind of play. For you long-term investors, I'd say keep this on your radar, but don't rush in without watching how they handle the current challenges. Track their debt management and any signs of innovation or market expansion. Short-term volatility might offer entry points, but the real story here is whether they can sustain growth in a tough environment. That's it for today's deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Credit Acceptance Corporation's outlook? Let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.